All right. I know that this is a conversation that could keep going for much longer, and I apologize that there isn't more time for us to have that conversation together. But real quick, what were some of the stories that were shared?
I like it when Jesus spits in the blind man's eyes in Mark to heal him. You just don't expect that. Yeah. You know? He's like, I need to see, Jesus. Can you see it? I see trees. And then he rubs his eyes again. He's like, what do you see? I'm healed. You know? It's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I've always loved that one.
John, I'm not surprised
that
that's what you like.
Yeah, I know. It was cool as a kid. You're like, Jesus spit on people? Really? It's like, get the wrong eyes. Don't let us see it.
Oh, no. I'm going to say the Good Samaritan.
Good Samaritan.
And we had a couple of references here, but how Jesus takes a testing question, responds with a question, has conversation back and forth, and then kind of reveals God's redemption plan to everyone, not just a certain culture. Because it's not, you know, the question comes back, who's my neighbor? And that's when Jesus expounds on that whole idea.
He was 12 at that time.
No, this was later.
No.
I love the story when Jesus calmed the storm. And just the notion of the creator of the earth and the clouds and the lightning and the water. Here in the boat with us, calming it. Mm-hmm. It's just mind blowing.
We talked about, you know, all of the various healing stories and how Jesus didn't have a formula to how he healed, but that it was to each person individual. And that really expounded on the relationship aspect that he reached the people where they were and with what they needed, and not just out of a system or a law like the Pharisees did.
Mm-hmm. Like Johnny would like to be spit out, but I don't think Debbie would.
Yeah.
I think Johnny wants that to be his ministry, spitting out.
You never know.
We brought up the fact that after all of Jesus' miracles, his last words were always something like, because you believe. Mm-hmm. If we don't believe, we're nothing. And if we don't believe, we can't help it.
There's something that really amuses me in a lot of the stories of Jesus, especially when he heals or raises someone from the dead. He'll say, most often he'll say, don't tell anyone. Okay, you just raised my son from the dead. How am I not going to tell anybody? Everybody here already knows. I just think it's amusing. Yeah, it's just amusing.
Is there anyone from that back table over there?
They were talking about something else.
I wonder if that was the case. No, it's fine. I'm not going to make anyone share. You just were the only table that hadn't shared yet. I'm going to give you the opportunity.
There's one that I'll share. And it's actually a little different than the one I shared here at the table. When, I'm divergent. I've never even seen the movie. Well, the second movie. Anyway.
Digressing.
Yeah. When Jesus, I'm focusing. When Jesus was going to, was it the centurion's house? Or no, not the centurion, but some guy's house. His daughter was dying. Meets him on the way. Your daughter's dead. continues on, and when he gets there, everybody's weeping, and he says, and his response to them is just really, really impactful to me, because his response is, don't be afraid, just believe. It's in Mark 5. And there's so many things that I want to do whenever I'm confronted with an overwhelming situation. And in that, and in other places too, I think we get from Jesus that your job is not to worry. It's just simply, like Lee said, to believe. Mm-hmm. And that's the simplest, the most natural, and most difficult thing to do sometimes. And so, yeah, that story means a lot to me.
Cool. Thank you.
Can I just briefly mention one more?
Sure.
One of the first ones that we shared here was the prodigal son. Just God reaching out to us when we really don't deserve it.
At all.
And I think that captures so well, you know, what this is about. And in all of the stories, you know, that you talked about, and ones that I'm sure you didn't have a chance to talk about, it makes me think about, you know, what Dory said and how, you know, Jesus healed everyone in a different way to connect with them. We have all of these different stories about Jesus that connect with us in different ways. And I think it's a part of God showing himself to us in different ways, because he's reaching out for each one of us. And he came to be with us for that very reason, because he wants to be with us. He wants us to be with him. And he came and he did that so that everything necessary, maybe that's what it means, everything necessary for righteousness, for our righteousness, as much as anything else, that we could, you know, that we could be with him. I know we're a couple minutes past. I want to share this real quick, and I could go into so much more detail about this, especially since this is an area of passion for me, but I'm not going to. But I just want to touch on page 4 of your handout. After Matthew tells us that Jesus begins his ministry, he goes and he calls 4 fishermen to follow him. And there's so much culturally behind this story that we don't have time to talk about. But essentially, he goes to the common everyday people who the other religious leaders had already determined were not good enough to continue in learning the law. And he says, come and follow me to be like me and to join me in what I'm doing. Because so much of what discipleship was about in that day wasn't just adhering to what the teacher was teaching. It was adhering to who the teacher was. And disciples would be with their teachers 24 hours a day, observing everything that they did, so they could learn to be like that person. And so we have God himself coming to us, like us, and coming and saying to common everyday people, come and follow me so you can be like me. Mm-hmm. And I think that as we move forward into the story, however the stories of his ministry impact you, he's still reaching out and he's still saying, come and follow me, because I believe that you can be like me. And I have a place for you in my story, and I'm calling you to join me in the work that I'm doing of building my kingdom and seeing my saving reign encompass all of creation again. And I think we're in an awesome part of history to be able to look back and see how God brought this together, and to be able to join him and know that he has planted his church and he has planted his kingdom and it's growing strong, and we're moving toward the day where we see all of it culminate and we can have that garden relationship with him again. So just wanted to leave you with that thought. Page 5, there is a 5-day devotional reading opportunity for you to explore some of these stories further, to take some time to reflect on those. We wanted to make that available if you're interested in doing that. So thank you again for being willing to come and just learn more about God's story in our place.